Hello, dear Madrons. This is Priestess Kat Lupton bringing you a June reading for Litha, the season of Litha, the season we celebrate around the time of summer solstice, which is coming up in about a week's time when you hear this. And Litha is when in our wheel of the goddesses of Avalon and Bridania, Bridgetana's islands, we celebrate water, we celebrate the element of water. And the reading I've chosen for you for this month is from a very beautiful and rich book by Lucy Pierce called She of the Sea. And this is a section with a mixture of prose and poetry, which is called The Voice of the Feminine. Throughout his story, we have all been called back to the ancient sea world of the feminine, through the songs and tales of mermaids and sirens and selkies, the ancient unknown sea creatures that have been made monsters in our tellings. Each were considered dangerous to men, with their enchantments and haunting songs. And so we assumed they were dangerous. We learned to distrust the voice of the feminine. We learned to fear the depths, learned to dissociate from and call monstrous the traces of these that we found in ourselves, because our stories told us to. But we forgot to notice who was telling the stories. This song of the sea, which told of the ways of water, this song of enchantment which led the way back to the feminine, that calls us to leave the man-made world behind, was condemned as evil and bewitching, because it threatened the dominance of the patriarchal narrative and values. It threatened the masculine. But we are beginning to remember another way of being, the deep and primal feminine. She who emerged for me through one of my earliest adult paintings, the fish goddess of the depths. She who in shame and confusion I painted over with sea, not recognizing her. She lies hidden beneath the blue void of my all-time favourite painting, invisible to all except for her texture. But I know she is there. This strange image emerging and then disappearing again into the blue was my own intuitive understanding of goddess. It wasn't until more than a decade later that I learned that the ancient mother was associated with fish, seashells, seawater, salt, ships and fishermen. She often appeared in mermaid form with a fish tail. In her honour, fish were eaten on Friday, which was her official day, named after Freya, her Scandinavian incarnation. Latins called it the Day of Venus. And that's a quote from Barbara J. Walker, the Women's Dictionary of Symbols and Sacred Objects. I remember, I am remembering, but still there is shame, still a habit of silence. We left this place so long ago. We have been taught not to speak of it, not think of it, to forget. But the ocean remembers. She still calls us back to remembering, in a song so deep and ancient it pierces our hearts, making us risk all to free dive to the heart of oblivion, to be kissed by the waters and to remember who we are, who we can be. She reminds us what we were like before patriarchy defined us and our world. She whispers to us what we could be like after. We are mapping this domain for ourselves, together. We are learning to trust and follow our inner tides, to read the patterns of nature, to surrender ourselves to the flow. We are remembering what it means to coexist with magic and leave space for mystery. We are making new maps and passing them on to our sisters and daughters, sons and lovers. But to do so, we can no longer hug the shoreline. We must explore the depths we have learned to fear. We must trust ourselves to it. We must do it in our own skins. She calls me. I want to skip over the sparkling surface like a skimming stone. But this is not my path. I am a pebble that plunges the depths. When I cannot live anymore, it is the water that calls me. The first time she called me, the closest I could get to the sea was a bath. I filled it full, stepped in, lay back and back, the water closing calmly over my new formed breasts, my ears, the noise of the dangerous, unstoppable world shut out, my eyes, deep breath, last breath, water flooding over my mouth, my nose, just one more breath and then forever silence. But the life within me wouldn't let me. I rose like a whale breaching, life charging me to the surface. I lay in my porcelain womb space, salty tears, shock, sadness, alone with my secret almost, alive, but still not knowing how to live. Dark waters and riptides. I have spent my life clinging to my own shores for safety, flying like a bird above the storm waters of my own body, too scared to land. I guess that is why the sea floods in to visit me. I have been too frightened to venture out into her depths alone. The central core of me is dark and churning. I can only sense it vaguely. It scares me with its power. As a late diagnosed autistic woman, I realise that this experience is partly neurological. My sensory abilities are all hyper aroused on the surface, and my nervous system melts down when it becomes overwhelmed in everyday places. But my ability to know what is going on within is flawed. Instead of an accurate information readout, there is a big, dark, unknowable mass within. I am sailing blind without map or lighthouse within my own skin. It feels a very scary place to have a life sentence. This is why I write, to attempt to find words for what this big scariness is. To try and find images to give form and name to the wild, churning expanse. Dark sister below. This is the inner sea, the place of cupped breasts and floating hair, of hot pink and deep blue so dark it is black, the starless sea lit only by moon and the deep mind. A place of fantasy and shipwrecks that evades the searchlight of the lighthouse mind. It traces the surface, illuminating the waves, but not the caves beneath, wherein I lie. What is the me I cannot see? Over the years I have discovered so many parts, like a marine biologist carefully labelling my samples. But still, so much lies unseen, unseeable. It makes up the bulwark of my being, this self that lies beneath and reveals itself only in darkness and in multicoloured dream displays. My words are hooks. I send them down, not knowing what they might bring up. Again and again, I sail away empty-handed. And then, on a full moon night, something twitches in the net, gelatinous, fluid, writhing, morphing, tentacled, luminescent, glowing, deeply, darkly, disturbingly strange. I long to turn on the light, to explore it, but to do so may kill it, kill me. I let it slip back into the underwater caverns of my being, far from prying eyes. Sensuous, undulating, I feel it come to the surface of my skin, in sex, in dance, in writing words like these. The dark feminine rises, she of the sea, within me.